all together now.
Celebrate Pride in the Capitol with Sam LaPrade and Jason White.
On Bank Street. It is Capitol Pride Week, and we are here at Festival Plaza. When I say we, I mean myself and the one and only Jason White. Hey, Jason White.
They've let us out of the studio again. They didn't learn their lesson last year. We're out here again. We're doing it.
So much fun. I love it. We are in the best location ever. Everyone's coming by waving, and we're loving every minute of it. We have a full 2 hours of incredible guests celebrating all things Pride. Jason, this time of year, you know, we really do have this opportunity to connect with community, connect with incredible guests. It's a very special day for City News.
Absolutely. And I mean, probably one of the most enjoyable I get to do as a news anchor. We were chatting earlier about the news is often very serious, but this is news too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking with newsmakers today. We're talking with people who are celebrating Pride in the Capitol. We're doing some really great things in the community. We're going to get to hear a little bit more about that for the next couple of hours.
Absolutely. Speaking about newsmakers, we have the one and only Toby Whitfield here, Executive Director of Capitol Pride. Hi, Toby.
Happy Pride. It's so lovely to be with you in person here.
Okay, did you ask for the nice weather?
We're so lucky. It's just, what a lovely day today.
It's perfect.
Couldn't ask for better weather, and it looks like it's going to be a lovely day tomorrow, too, for the parade.
And you look like you've had some sleep this week, which was always amazing to me.
Well, I don't necessarily feel it, but no, it's been a really busy week, and of course for Festival Weekend, but we've had 9 days of programming all week with some really great fun events, some educational human rights events, so we're really happy to be, you know, wrapping up in such a big way on Downtown Bank, but it's been also a really lovely, incredible week so far.
So inspire people to come down and see us. What can they expect today?
So today we're at Downtown Bank. We've got 9 city blocks of street festival. We've got the full gamut of organizations, small businesses, sports teams, community groups set up all along Bank Street. Prizes, spin wheels, free giveaways. We've got a craft zone. And then we've got 3 big stages. So our main stage, community stage, and our Somerset stage with a great lineup of DJs. Those stages all free, kicking off at 2 o'clock with our big drag show extravaganza up at Bank and Slater, and then the other stages open later this afternoon too.
Okay, how do you keep it all straight?
It's hard. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
You know, we work really all summer to put the program together, and it's incredible to see it all come together for the weekend. We've got, of course, a great team that helps keep things organized for me. The volunteers, we've got over 400 out in bright pink shirts all on the street this weekend, just keeping things moving smoothly.
That's wonderful. And we're looking forward to, of course, today. We've got our sights set on tomorrow, too, because it's the big parade.
Absolutely.
Rogers TV is covering it, and I'm so happy to be co-hosting. Who am I co-hosting with?
With the one and only Cyril Cinder, our 2019 Mr. Capitol Pride, just absolutely incredible drag performer who has been on your show before, I think, too, hosting our drag story times, and was at the National Arts Center last week hosting our drag pageant.
Wonderful. Give us a sense of what we can expect if we're coming down for the parade. Take us from kind of making our way to the downtown core. Any advice on parking, on logistics?
So things kick off the parade at 1 o'clock at Elgin and Laurier Street, and they're going to head south on Elgin along Gladstone and then north on Kent, sort of like a big U-shape. So for folks looking to park, there will be lots of parking, municipal parking, street parking all around the area, but I would also encourage folks to take the LRT. There's a couple of stops that folks can get off at, Parliament Station, Lyon Station, that will be easy access to the parade routes. And of course, once the parade's wrapped up, folks can check out the street festival happening all along Bank Street tomorrow as well. And I'll say we're expecting over 235 groups in the parade, so really great, strong showing of support from community really coming together for the parade this year.
I've had a sneak peek at, of course, getting ready for the coverage I'm going to do for Rogers TV. So I've had a sneak peek at the groups. The number of groups that are going to be here, obviously, as you mentioned, over 235, but the variety, the diversity of those groups, talk to me a little bit about how important that is.
I think it is an incredible showing of support in the community, because when I look at the number of groups in the parade, and it's everyone from very small organizations with a crew of 10 people to big, large, large businesses to the red, black, sports teams, everywhere in between. They all come with a story, and they're all using the parade. They're meeting with their colleagues, maybe their clients or their customers, inviting them to join the parade. And so much work goes into getting ready for the parade, whether it's a team coming together to decorate the float or a learning opportunity about why it's important for that organization or business to support and get involved in the parade. And so certainly when I see the size of the parade, it's incredible. But also I think about all the stories and all the work that folks put into getting ready for the parade. I think that's all about moving beyond the parade and seeing the impact that Capital Pride can have, all year round in those workplaces and businesses and organizations, which I think is a really great legacy piece too.
Absolutely. Everyone decked out in their rainbow colors. I'm going to brag a little bit about my jacket. I love my rainbow jacket. Let me talk a little bit about the fact that, of course, we're here and it's all celebratory. Take me back to the roots of Pride. Why did Pride start? How did it start?
Absolutely. I mean, Pride started as a protest, right? As a protest for queer and trans liberation. And it certainly continues today, right? We see a melding of celebration and human rights and advocacy work. And certainly we're very proud of all of the organizations that we work with who are out, for example, in the street festival today with petitions, with educational material, trying to move human rights and queer and trans rights forward. And I'll highlight just one incredible local trans activist, Faye Johnstone, our 2023 Grand Marshal, who reminds us about the importance of, yes, we want to take time to celebrate, but we also want to ensure our workplaces, our businesses, our communities are safe for queer and trans people.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Faye Johnstone is joining us a little bit later in the show.
Oh, excellent.
So I'll brag about that as well. We're seeing everybody here. We're seeing families. We're seeing people kind of making it maybe a date day. We're seeing people really enjoying the time. Bank Street has embraced Pride.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing rainbow flags everywhere. Pride celebrated really at every corner. How important is it to be in a community that is so incredibly accepting from businesses to people and everything in between?
It's very important. Bank Street has an incredible history as a space, a vibrant space for the queer community, whether it's today with local queer businesses or historically with being the home for lots of important queer organizations and activism. And folks can check out the Village Legacy Project for a bit of a walking tour about Bank Street. So we appreciate the support and the continued partnership with the Bank Street team and Centertown, because it takes a big community to put together the festival with the street closures and the businesses. And of course, we're incredibly pleased to partner with so many businesses along the street, whether it's extended patios or businesses with pop-ups along the street. So the great thing is that there's something for everyone along the street festival this year.
That's wonderful. Walk me through what you would have done this year, maybe a little bit different from other years in terms of security, Toby.
Of course, for us, we are always thinking about safety and security. We organize a really large festival right in the downtown of Ottawa that takes over 9 city blocks. So safety and security always top of mind. This year, I think we've chatted a little bit on your show before about how things do feel a little different coming into the festival this year, really because of the increased violence towards 2S LGBTQ2+ communities online and in person. So, what we've done this year, we've worked closely with the city, with our municipal partners to develop, I think, a robust safety and security plan that includes, mobilizing and training and providing resources to our volunteer teams, additional infrastructure on the streets, so that folks can continue the celebration in a safe and vibrant way. And I think that's what we're seeing so far today. That's what we saw last night, too. The hard work behind the scenes has gone into making sure that the space is safe for folks. And that'll continue, of course, tomorrow through the parade as well.
Absolutely. So give us a sense, if somebody's coming down today, what time does sort of things wrap up today? Is it good to come right now? How are they going to get the most out of today?
So the street festival goes till 8 p.m. and we've got crafters and booths and lots of activities. I'm seeing a big spinning wheel and giveaways and things along the street. So that's all happening until 8. Our main stage kicks off with our drag show with some amazing local talent and some headliners like U.S. Drag Race superstar Anitra. That kicks off at 2 p.m. at Bank and Slater and wraps up with our headlining artists later this evening, including Kaiza, who's on at around 10 o'clock tonight, and that goes till 11. And our Somerset stage kicks off at around 4 o'clock all the way through till midnight tonight, and all free, of course.
That's wonderful. Toby, talk to me a little bit about your team. It takes, well, like you said, a village to pull this together. Capital Pride doesn't happen without your team, without volunteers. Talk to me a little bit about who we're seeing zipping around on these golf carts.
Absolutely. We've got the team in purple and pink. Couldn't be more fitting. An incredible team behind me that helps pull us all together. Our staff team that works through the summer, and then we're supported by an incredible operations team and volunteer team, over 400 or 500 strong this year.
Wow, that's incredible. So we're seeing lots of people bring their puppies as well. They're decked out in pride colors.
Absolutely.
Everybody is?
You know, it really is a family-friendly event, and pups and dogs are, of course, part of the family. And we've got, kids in strollers with the big rainbows, too. So what a lovely day for it, really.
Lovely day. And I know how busy you are. Thanks for taking time out to spend time with us.
You know, it's so lovely. We chat so often in the lead-up to the festival. It's always nice to take a break and see you on the street.
That's wonderful. Toby Whitfield joining us today from Capital Pride. We're down here. We're showing our pride. People are very excited to be down here for Capital Pride. Jason White and I are going to come back. We're going to celebrate all things Pride. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
All together now. Celebrate Pride in the Capital with Sam LaPrade and Jason White.
All things Pride. I'm Sam LaPrade here with the one and only Jason White.
Great weather.
Capital. Oh, great weather.
Great crowd. Everybody's walking by, giving us a wave and a smile. They're waving with all of their fingers. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
I feel super loved.
As opposed to other days of the year. Wonderful. You've got a great guest. I'm going to let you take it away, Jason White.
Absolutely. There are a lot of sporting and athletic groups and events in our city that are aiming to be 2S LGBTQ plus inclusive. One of them that you think sports, you think baseball, soccer, rugby might not be one that comes to mind, but we have a member of the Ottawa Wolves, which is our local gay rugby team. And joining us now is Cedric Akili. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, tell me a bit about the Ottawa Wolves. How did it come to be, and what are you guys up to these days?
Well, thank you again. The Ottawa Wolves were founded in 2008. We aim to welcome everyone who wants to participate in rugby, and the club was founded to get people who want to play that are traditionally underrepresented.
And I think that kind of touches on another point. I think a lot of people, it's 2023. Everybody's welcome everywhere, blah, 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 blah. Why is it important to have 2S LGBTQ plus spaces, particularly in sports and athletics?
I think it is very important to have a place for people like us, queer people, because we want to show that we matter. Because in sport, traditionally, we have not always been welcomed. We've been excluded. Therefore, we want, as queer people, to show to ourselves and to people that we belong and that we have a place here in the sporting world.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's different going into a team or an organization knowing that you're welcome rather than, okay, I got to feel people out. Is everybody cool? That sort of stuff. How has it been for you, and what have you gotten out of it joining the rugby team and participating in the sport?
Well, for me personally, it's been great. I think for people in general, joining an inclusive team shows that you do not have to have this fear of wondering if you're going to fit in or not. Joining the Wolves has been great. It's always a fun time. We have great people, and you get the chosen family that we all seek at the end of the day.
Absolutely. How long have you been involved?
I've been involved with the Wolves for almost a year now at this point.
What got you involved? Like, are there other similar sports you play? Did you play rugby before?
Personally, I have played rugby before. I do also play soccer. But for the Wolves, it was just the inclusivity that the team showed. We have an M and a W side. Is for us, it's important to showcase that we do not try to identify the gender of our players. We're the only international gay rugby team in Canada that has a W and an M side. And it, for me, it shows exactly exactly that we are inclusive and we welcome all people. Rugby is a very inclusive sport to begin with, but depending on your body size, sexual orientation, or skill level, we welcome every single person that wants to give this a try, and we show that we really are a team that wants to include everyone.
Yeah, and you're not the only ones, right? Like, there are other inclusive rugby teams in other parts of the world, right? Tell me a little bit about some of it. Like, is there an overarching organization or a league? How are you guys all connected?
Yeah, I mean, we are the Rugby Canada and Rugby Ontario, and we play in the Rugby Union League of Eastern Rugby Ontario, and it's been an inclusive league, which we're very happy about. Both our M and W side play on that side, so it's been fantastic for us so far.
Yeah. The Ottawa Wolves hosted a really big event last year, the Bingham Cup, international rugby tournament, all kinds of teams coming from all over the place, coming to Ottawa. What was that like for the team? Because I imagine that takes a lot of effort, a lot of people power. What all had to go into that to host such an event?
It was a really, really big stretch. A lot of people helped out, whether volunteers really, to make this happen. It was in Gloucester. The W side actually won the Amanda Mark Cup last year. So for the people who don't know, the Bingham Cup is an international gay rugby, amateur rugby tournament. And we hosted over 1,700 players from all over the world to play this tournament. And for us, I think it shows that Ottawa and Canada also has the place to host this kind of tournament, and also they respect the values that represent inclusivity to host this kind of tournament and encourage people to join the teams and play, because again, we deserve our place in the sporting world.
Absolutely. And I think that really kind of shows, doesn't it, how much the team has grown from those early days when it started to being in a place where it can host such an event.
Yes, 100%. In 2009, the Wolves joined the International Gay Rugby Organization. In 2013, the Wolves expanded to the W side. Like I mentioned earlier, the Wolves are the only team in Canada, part of the International Gay Rugby Organization, that has both the W and M side. So we are celebrating our 15th anniversary as a club this year, and a 10-year anniversary for the W side.
Awesome. So, okay, so what would you say to someone who is listening to this, maybe sees you guys on the parade tomorrow and is thinking, I don't know, do I want to join? Why would someone join the Wolves? What would you be your pitch?
My pitch for somebody who wants to join the Wolves is that it is really an inclusive team. No matter your skill level, pardon me, experience or knowledge about the sport, everyone is welcome. The other Wolves do not do tryouts. You are welcome to come out to a practice, check it out, talk to people, and hang out. We always have a good time. As I mentioned earlier, we are the chosen family for a lot of people, and we try to include everyone as much as possible. Personally, it's been great for me. I've met a lot of people. I made a lot of friends this year. We are also preparing ourselves to go to Rome next year for the next iteration of the Bingham Cup. Therefore, we encourage people to come and join, because it's one thing to say we have a fun time, but we actually get to go to international tournaments and play and have fun and meet a lot of people around the world and just enjoy ourselves.
And this year the Wolves won't be the host. You guys get to just go and enjoy the party.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's something to look forward to. But skill, athleticism, requirements, you're pretty accepting, it sounds like.
Very accepting. No matter your skill level, athleticism, as you mentioned, your body type. Rugby is a very inclusive sport because it encourages every body type to participate. We need smaller people, bigger people, taller people, shorter people like myself. There is a place for everyone on the team.
Awesome. It sounds like you kind of adapt to, you know, someone like me. I'm good at getting in the way, and that's about it. But it sounds like there might even be a place for me on this team, as opposed to someone who's more athletic and maybe agile like yourself.
Definitely. We, again, welcome everyone. And if you come out to one of our practices, you will learn. We will teach you. Again, I had the small experience of having played rugby before, but I've had some friends that have have never played the sports or have never heard about it maybe in the last 2 years and that have had an amazing time. We are very patient and we will take the time to teach everyone and anyone who wants to come and join the team and try it out. So
come on, join at any time. Is there like an open call for new recruits or anything coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. We usually have practices at Kent Steel Park Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. If you follow our social media, we always announce if we're having practices or if they're canceled for weather reasons. But anyone can come and join, and we are recruiting people to go to Rome next year. So I'm hoping that we'll get a lot of new players and have a great time. Come meet us.
And we'll see you guys on the parade tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. We'll be walking in our beautiful pink shirts, so awesome. You cannot miss us. Come and say hi, and we'll also be handing out our cards for people to check out our social media. But do not be afraid to come talk to the people that are on the team. We are welcoming everyone who wants to maybe try this out, and I encourage them.
Absolutely. Now, one thing to clarify. If someone hears our interview on the radio and they see you in person, the crutches, it's not a rugby injury, right? Like, you did not get this on the pitch.
No, I did not get this on the pitch. It was just an accident. Bone fracture, but, you know, it is what it is. It's part of life.
Absolutely. So don't let that scare you away from joining the Ottawa Wolves.
Absolutely not. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for making time for us. Great seeing you and great chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, you know, there might even be a place for me on this team.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, I think you're going to try out. You were asking a lot of questions there, Jason. I learned a lot about the Ottawa Wolves. I had no idea.
This city has so many groups and interests, and we're going to get to see a lot of them. We're seeing a lot of them on the street festival today, and you're going to get to see a whole bunch of them in the parade tomorrow.
And I love that. I love everything about Capitol Pride. We are down here. Jason White and I are right at the corner of Bank and Gloucester. They let us out of the studio. Can you believe it? It's everything Capitol Pride. Come on back, everybody, to City News.